ओम शांति। बाबा कम्स एंड फिल्स अस बट ऑल्सो ऑलवेज गिव्स अस लॉट ऑफ होमवर्क। आफ्टर लिसनिंग टू लास्ट मुरली at least I felt so good in the sense that now we know what we have to do. And I think after listening to every murli there is that feeling. But especially when it's the time to return from Madhuban, then we always like to get very focused on what has to be done for our personal spiritual journey and also what has to be done for service. So when Baba speaks like the way he spoke that day, everything became so clear that what we have to do. I think that you had revision of Murli yesterday, and it was, Murli was very simple but very powerful. Of course I had many, many questions myself, like I was talking to some souls and we were trying to what Baba meant by fast speed. Because when Baba says fast effort, speed, fast speed in efforts, what it really means. I mean, I understand what is consistent, but how we do fast, you know? Did anyone think how can we go fast? Can anyone run faster than one can, you know? It's possible. Actually, he said it in English, no, fast. He said tibra. Tibra really means fast, but of course, it has to be intense, no? It will. I remember that last year, I don't remember the month, but I was in Brazil and we had to go somewhere to see a retreat place. And when we left retreat place, after about 10 minutes, there was puncture in car. And that was the last flight we had to catch. And from there next morning I had to leave. I was leaving for Sao Paulo, then I had to go to New York. That means we must take that flight. So when we arrived, they said, counter is closed. And it's true, because there were only about 12, 13 minutes. Because by the time we changed car and all that. So one of the sisters, I think Luciana was there too, said, oh, she is a UN personnel and she need. There was a big talk there. Public is waiting for her. And she tried to talk like this. And so they opened the counter and they said, okay, we will take them, and then we're not sure if your luggage will go. We said, that's fine, send luggage by next flight. So they accepted, but for us to reach from there to the gate was the biggest challenge, because it was long distance, long distance. So generally, you know, I have kind of made this thought in my mind that I want to stay okay, in the sense of I don't want to fall, I don't want to hurt myself. So I have a kind of consistent and gentle speed, and that day I had to kind of run, you know. And so I was faster than Luciana and Ken even. So I was the first one to reach, enter, you know, we were last ones. But and then I said, oh, I could do it, you know. So because, so what was there? Because we knew that if we do not make it, same situation happened once. We were in Washington, Dari Janki and myself, and when they left us, whichever terminal, I was also new at that time in USA, so they left us at wrong terminal, and our flight was Washington to Boston, and we had, because generally we travel like same evening as program. So then we had to, you know, go to other terminal. It was internal connection, but with Dari, she always used wheelchair, and I said, I tried my best to get wheelchair, I couldn't get. So I said, Dari, there is a choice, either we try, you walk, as much you can. Otherwise, let go of flight, it's all right, you know, we can call them and it's not a big thing. She said, let's try. And she walked. So we were the last to get in the plane. She said, I'm very happy. So I said, why you are so happy? She said, I didn't know I can walk that much. She was out of breath, perspiring, all that. But the comment she made, well, I didn't know that I can walk that much. So sometimes there are a lot of abilities within us, maybe, which are expressed only when you have deadline or when you have to really reach somewhere. So I was just thinking that how do we divide the theme of like how to have aim, and I don't know even what was your translation in English, because see, qualifications are different than attributes. No, right word is attributes, and attributes means it's like your behavior, your activities, your face, your the very, very, it's Hindi word for aim is lakshya. No, lakshya. And for attributes, or the other word which Baba used was lakshya. And lakshya is like, you know, in India when they try to get a daughter-in-law or a bride, first, you know, daughter-in-law at home, first thing they want to know what's her character, what had been her, you know, way of speaking and all that, they call it lakshya. And there is a saying that if the woman comes with lakshya, she's like a Lakshmi. So when she comes, she has good character, good way to talk, doesn't fight and all that, then they say goddess has come. So they use the word Lakshmi. And Lakshmi has entered, our home will be now happy and prosperous, it will never be divided. That is the exact meaning of lakshana, in the sense of certain, you know, like personal, we can say virtues more, because sometimes we mix up qualifications and qualities. See, qualifications can be that if somebody is a bachelor, somebody is a barrister, or somebody is a doctor. Now these are qualifications. But how good that doctor is, how successful that doctor is, what is doctor's record of his you know, relationship with patients will be called his qualities. You understand? So sometimes what happens that we mix it. And I remember that 1, 2, 3 years ago when Dari Janki keeps saying that there are many who have skills, they have expertise, but not necessarily they have trust, not necessarily they have honesty. And she was saying that you can even hire qualified people, but you cannot hire a person with virtues. So what yajna needs, she always says, of course yajna needs qualifications in the sense of expertise, specialties, but what yajna also needs is, can we trust this individual? And at least my experience in my life had been, I never found myself like, oh, I have qualifications, all that. But I always had been felt very worthwhile in yajna. And then I realized because they could trust me by giving any responsibility. Like Peace Village, I looked at Peace Village and I said, oh, that's not what I will take on because there's such a big region. And so I gave the keys and name of Dariji in her hands and I said, Dariji, give to someone. You give, we got it. And she smiled and she put in my hand and hold it. She said, you will run it. We trust you. And in that trust we decided, yajna gave permission for this. And that was my strength too. You know, whatever we are able to do there. It's the biggest place. It has, you know. So that's called attribute. You know, I'm just trying to explain you, so that it goes deeper in your heart that... So three words come in my mind. One is attributes. And second what we call as achievements. What did I achieve? And third word is attainments. So... You might think, what's the difference between achievement and attainment? So attainments are like love, peace, you know, like what did I super sense of joy. But there are certain achievements too in the life. That means you are able to do it, your ability, your potential. Achievements are very much connected with what did you really achieve from all that. So if we look at these three aspects within the aim, first will be attributes, and then you combine it, if I do this, if I, let's say, as Baba said, that you should have a balance between being mature or being deep, but also very light, not too serious, right? Now, Baba said that there should be both qualities, but it shouldn't be too serious because then it's difficult for people to approach you. So it's like what I have to achieve actually here. My quality should be that, yes, I should be deep. And deep here really means a wise person is never unstable. You know, a wise person, a sensible person, doesn't get affected very quickly. You cannot shake that person because that person knows from that inner sense any situation comes. Any kind of situation comes. For me, you just few minutes you go in and your own inner conscience says it's going to be okay. Everyone says it's like this. You stay stable because you know it's going to be okay. Or do like this. Answers come. Now is the time really that any question comes, any situation comes, there are answers within us. And that's what Baba says, you should be image of answers. You should be image of solutions. Really, there is nothing these days where right answer doesn't come. Right answers come at the right time. The response, situations we don't have control on, but how do I respond to situation will be of good quality if I have control on my own self. Some people try to control people and situation. I said, you, at that time, you should have control on yourself so that your response comes in the right way. So response to situations are more important because by response of situation, you are altering the situation. But if your response is not right, you could complicate the situation. So this came in my mind that, in other words, there are also three words we can, you know, just trying to define whole thing, that aim and goal, right? There is aim, there is goal, and third is objectives. So you might say same, aim and goal is same. So we can take example. World Cup is on, right? We foreigners are not in that, but if you see every campus here, they are. So, what they do in cricket, let's say, or any game you are playing. So aim is to have maximum goals, no? Right? That's what called goals. An objective is victory. I want to win. You understand? So I have to make goals. For making goals, what I have to do? Every time you have to make goal, what you do? You have to run, no? Yeah? That's how you make goal, 1, 2, 3, 4, how many times you run. So aim is, I have to play nicely so that I can have victory. And goal is achieved by running. So how did I connect fast to speed was like keeping goal, like this is what I have to make it. And the objective, like we say, aim and object. So it's a similar kind of words, but the motivation and inner direction really can be a little bit different. I don't know if I'm making hard for translators, but that's why I'm trying to explain, putting the word into context so that we can relate to these are our day-to-day, you know, words or situations we play around with. So let's take now, if we go into what is my aim? What is my aim? So, there could be many, but Baba, the aim Baba gave was, what was the aim Baba gave? Bab Saman. Something else? What's the aim Baba gave? Yes, Baba says, there is this desire in everyone's hearts to reveal Baba. But first you have to reveal yourself. Now what is revealing ourself? That means your image. Or you should be embodiment of Baba's qualities. I am God's child. Baba had been repeating that service through all three different ways. That could be part of the aim also. Three different ways are mind, means thoughts, words and actions. There is always a saying that when your thoughts, words and actions are aligned, are same. But Baba says when you speak sometimes, in speaking you lose those vibrations. Sometimes while doing actions you forget. But when there will be alignment of our thoughts, words and actions. So the aim Baba gave is that, and sometimes good example which Baba gives is that when you have to come on the stage, let's say physical stage, then you know how you have to be, you know, kind of your postures, your walk, everything, because you're on the stage and everyone is watching you. But here what you have to do is, you know, to reveal, you have to be real. Because you don't want your conflicting, your mix, anything to be revealed, no? So, internally the thought is, I want to be real. So sometimes real, sometimes some, you know, say, oh, I just want to be real. Real means what? It's a very, very beautiful way that whatever I believe, see we all have same belief, but if it's truth, I live by that truth. So somebody says, do you believe in this? I said, yes, this is what I believe. Whether everyone believes or not, that's a choice. But I do believe. So every day, like, you have to become real. And when you are real, then you can reveal Baba. And real means, in other words, original, no? Eternal or original. These are two realities, no? One reality is when I am just as a soul, that reality is of my innate qualities. That's reality. And second reality is that I am also, Baba says you all are deities, no? Elevated souls. So these are two realities. So what I have to do is to bring those two realities more often. of course Baba gave this journey of five, no? Five steps, five exercises, whatever. As much we do. But at least if not five, we should always remember what we call it, original and eternal image. One of, you know, sometimes we all look for simple methods, easy methods. So I look at Baba, generally these days when you look at Avyak Baba or Brahma Baba, there is always Shiv Baba's rays behind. And I like it very much. So sometimes when I sit in front of Baba, I try to create the same image as, same photograph, kind of. That I have Baba there and I have all the light around me. I said, that's how Shiv Baba will be revealed, no? I remember in England when I went to stay for a longer time in 1974, we used to go to these different spiritual associations to give talks. A lot of people there are kind of psyches and all these kinds of things. So many, at least five, six people came to me. That was my second or third talk. Said, you have two masters. One is orange and one is white. Because it was new for us, I had gone first time and I had to give, it was quite a good crowd. So we, like internally we used to skip Babdada, like cannot, I don't know if I will be able to, you know, you can talk, but that confidence. And when they said, I realized that because I kept Babdada so much with me, that people commented, you have two masters, one is pink and one is white. And I knew Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba, pink and white, you know. That means when it's that, like Baba had been saying, companion and combined form. So there are two ways. One is I use my original eternal form. Other is also just see Baba, Baba above, Baba behind me, Baba's rays all over me before you give a talk. Or, but this needs practice, no? If I have to be Babsamar. So, okay, it's a long journey, but it can also be okay, Baba. There is purity, I believe in Baba. Baba, I want you to be with me. So when I am revealed, it's not really I am revealed, but through my purity, through my rays. Like Baba could use the Gulzar because her mind always had been so pure. And she never thinks much, never. Very big situation is happening and she said, Dari, are you concerned? My Baba is there. If he is there, why I have to worry? You know, that real relationship that God is with me. If I worry, it's lack of trust in God. That's what I remind myself when I have little bit more concern. I said, I forget Baba. Because he will look at me and say, you are my child and you are concerned. She gave a very simple answer. Said, no, Baba is there, no, why I have to? So how much we can bring Baba into our personal lives? So both efforts are important. Practice of bringing original and eternal state, and second is how to keep Baba more combined. But when there are fearsome situations, when we couldn't manage, then we really remember Baba a lot, right? So when I came in knowledge, I was leaving when I came first time to Madhavan. So those days all these big brothers, you know, like Vishwaratan Dada, Vishwakishore, and they were the ones who used to come to station, will receive us like Baba will send. So when I was leaving, then Baba told me that at that time I used to contact a lot of government people and just to get help for yagya. So Baba said, whenever you will go in soul consciousness, no one could ever say no to you. And I have taken that blessing, and until now I think that happens. Then at the train station, Vishwakishore, who was right hand of Baba, said, whenever there are difficulties, you should be very happy. So I said, Baba said, there won't be difficulty, and you are saying that whenever. He said, because then you will remember Baba more. If things are manageable, you will say it's okay. But when you cannot manage, and you know there is other kinds of possibilities, then you really remember Baba, right? And I always remember both their blessings. But what we have to do, we don't have to wait for difficulties. But we have to remember that soul consciousness with combined form of Baba is how I have to reveal myself. And that also, as Baba said, what happens is that, let's say we are very polite, we are very sweet, our conversations, everyone likes, you come in the flight, you talk to people at the airport, anywhere, people love us. So we have very good conversations, right? But more people come in contact with us, then they watch our actions, no? And in actions, what is needed is authenticity, transparency, accountability, responsibility, kind of, they can see that you are how responsible person you are, what kind of actions, because every action affects some souls of others. Relationships are based on our interactions. And then also thoughts, which Baba said are vibrations. Everyone's presence, why we like Dadi's presence as soon as they come? Because the vibrations, their presence create a kind of atmosphere. No? So this is how actually the aim, and then there are attributes, but we are not able to use those attributes in thoughts, words and actions. Sometimes they are only up to the thoughts, and then when we come action, when we go into words, like they change. So our main practice should be here. Let's say we don't know when, means whole day is service. Service doesn't happen only when we give talks. But let's say you prepare yourself, you have to give a talk. So you prepare what you have to talk in the words. But same is like if your vibrations, remember Baba, you create Baba's rays. And action means the way you come on stage, the way you sit, the way you, your posture, your everything at that time. Or when people ask questions, how much patience, how much certainty you have. So my aim is to reveal myself and Baba through me. So attributes which are needed, the qualities, virtues which are needed. So every time you can just, whenever you feel, just say, like these days I had been telling everyone, what is most important quality is gentleness. Should never, never be loud. You never need to use any force in your words. As much respectful and gentle you are, even those who are against you, they will change also. But if there is even little bit force, little bit of subtle irritation, but it's okay. Baba is with me. Have a lot of patience. Again, patience is very important these days. Because everyone, whether you are on the road, whether you are at airport. That day we were cutting cake for NCOs. So for me, two things I don't necessarily believe is push and rush. And some or other, I don't relate to. I say you don't have to push anyone or yourself, or you don't have to rush, because you make it, definitely make it. So there was so much pushing, I couldn't believe. I said, everyone will get piece of cake, no? Who will not get? So you will be surprised, about 20 took. I am standing in front, and 20 already took, but I didn't get any. So I told, but I also need to get. But I was just observing and smiling, because it doesn't matter, you will get anyway. But I'm just saying it that, no, it's a very subtle, why we have to do that, no? It's seniors, it's Brahmins, it's instruments, you don't have to. Everyone will get it. There could be more respectful way. Said, okay, you standing, you take, you standing, you take. You will be surprised that in our relationship between RCOs, one of the things we always do is we offer each other, you want to do? Say, no, you do it, you want to do. Today we met all Gyan Sarovar Nivasis, just spent 2 hours with them. All of us went, and so as much there is respectful relationships, so then, these are called lakshan. Lakshan means, these are your decoration. That's your beauty, that's your personality. So if I have to reveal Baba, then I have to just take some of these practices. Actually, there should be, now we have list of how many virtues, you know. There used to be 36, now there is 56. In India, they have a little card with 56 virtues. Maybe we all should get that little card and keep seeing what virtue I need at this time, whatever. So keeping aim and virtues. In aim and virtues in awareness will help us to achieve what we want. And my life will be full of attainments. My life should be full of all attainments. Aim and attainment should also match. Like we say, our aim is to create new world. Or my aim is to go to golden age, right? That's my aim. And I always say, wherever I stay, 1 day, 10 days, 2 months, 5 months, because we don't get to stay anywhere longer, I always say, let's live like we are in golden age. If not now, then it's dream, forget it. If our place, our family is not now, kingdom of God, then when? When God is there, it's not God's kingdom, but in golden age it will be God's kingdom. So I always remind myself that this is God's home. I remember there was a time, especially when service began in foreign lands, we used, this is Baba's car, this is Baba's this, this is Baba's, we used to say for everything. We never said mine or anything. There was such a kind of energy in the beginning. But now sometimes we forget, so we say, my center, my place, or my students. But when you have this thought, then you create lovely relationships. What will be our relationships in golden age? Do we want to experience that here, or it will be in golden age? What do you think? Here and now, right. So what's the gap between confluence age and golden age? Somebody says, how much time? I said, just look at the gap. Is there a little gap or long gap between what we are at confluence age and what we were in golden age? Or do you sometimes feel, I am really in golden age? Otherwise it might be illusion. When you talk about golden age, it might be illusion, because people will say, do you really believe that? And really when you start making it real, now that's where I'm saying making real in the sense of aim. The aim is that wherever I am, my relationship with everyone, things we do, whatever we do, there should be this flavor of God's family, or there should be this flavor of, people will say, but this must be God's kingdom. So what is in God's kingdom? There is love, there is peace, there is happiness, there is prosperity. Even prosperity. Sometimes people are not able to match that, how much we give, how much we like to give. So we always give more than sometimes we have. So they say, oh, they have lot. They have lot for all the time, everywhere. Brahma Kumaris are very rich. They have lot, but we look at how we have lot. It's only because whatever we have, we try to share. If we get something, we say, oh, share with everyone. Oh, you have lot, that's why you're sharing. No, sharing is our aim, so lot happens. Lot is generated because we want to share. It's not because we have lot we share. Those who are sensible, they understand. They say, oh, so much is happening, let me do more, let me contribute more. Like many come here, they say, how many expense? So they say, let me do. And some say, oh, they might have lot. But then we say, this soul's fortune is not yet there, so she is not able to, he is not able to feel that whenever something is going on, that means we need more, no? So that it can continue. How will it continue? It's only if I say, let me do more, through body, through wealth, in whatever way, let, so that the task can go unlimited, unlimited. So aim is to, because aim is bestower. Baba wants us to be bestower, and we have this nature of giving lots, you know. When guests come here, we always introduce them, we say, Brahma Kumari is the culture of gifts. They go in front of the Adit, so two hands not enough, then more, then more. Then they have to give, we have to give them back also. They say, why are you giving so much? We tell Dadi Janki, why you keep giving so much? She says, one time there were 800 people at UN conference, and all outsiders, and we were very new in New York. So we know she likes, I said, should we give 800 totally, because they don't connect and all that. She said, only once in Kalpa, these souls will have a piece of sweet from God's parents' treasures. So let them have it. You know, what was her thought? That is God's bandara. His parents, this piece of sweet is sustenance for them. Look at the elevated thought she has. And some or other, we managed to make it, and even we were 2-3 of us, said, okay, we will make it. And when we start making, people saw, they say, what can we bring, what can we bring? Okay, bring some almonds, bring this. So Bandara gets full, and we were able to make 800. It's not we had thought or we had enough money also. So aim is really what? You're keeping that quality, that this is what Baba would do. It touched really very deeply to me that when will these souls get from God's treasure something. One time Dadiji said, I want to invite all Mahatmas. Let them at least have few days at God's home. 85 saints, sages, if you see the list they send, what the facilities they need, kind of food they need. Some have their special chairs, some have special this, some have special. that he said, give them all, let them one time experience what it means to be at God's home. He invited all the kings and queens. 130 some came. Let them experience. No, this is called, when you have aim, then you are able to generate, you are able to achieve. So, as I said, when I was thinking about it, I had about 10-12 aims, you know, of course one Baba gave. But it depends, like in service, what is your aim? For family, what is your aim? So when there is aim, then you will gather, you will talk that way, you will... So family automatically gets inspired. And we are able to make it completely, we are able to achieve that in a natural way. So for achieving something, aim and achievement, we need attributes. And after doing that, they become your attainments. I clarify a little bit on attainment, like Baba, Bab Dada uses Dadi Gulzar's chariot, right? And had used longer than even Brahma Baba's chariot. Now Dadi Gulzar, wherever she sits in a simple way, giving drishti, what we feel. We just feel that as if Baba, you know, because what her has become her personal attainments. It's Baba using chariot, but she acquired those attainments. So when we are instrument of service, for any service, there should be attainments. If there are lack of attainments of any kind, what is missing? Attributes and achievements. Really so simple, it's just what it needed is some attention. And there should be this hobby. Wake up early in the morning and set what will be my aim for today. Or when I am giving public talk, what will be my aim? When I am talking to a Brahmin, what is my aim? When I am talking to a lucky person, what is my aim? That means you will create aim every time you are doing something. I am in the kitchen, what is my aim? Like somebody said, is in charge of, not in charge, coordinate kitchen, and said, whenever I cook or get anything, I always say, anyone who eats, that soul's intellect should get connected with Baba. And there should be love for Yajna. So because her aim, somehow or other, whenever she will do something, that will generate that kind of feelings or result. Achievement, in other words, is result also, no? And then what is her personal attainments? That her love and capacity keep increasing. She is so content. Contentment is the, that means you have all attainments. After doing whatever you are doing, if there is contentment, it's because of two reasons. One is your attributes, which became your attainment, and second, your achievement. So I would just suggest that every time, whole day, just, oh, what is my aim now? And I connect that with what is said. One time one sister had, she had a very nice way to come to me, say, Sister Mohini, if situation, what should be my awareness? Like that day Baba said that, okay, if whatever that soul is doing, you still give blessing because soul is under influence of something. So attention and awareness are two methods. Because before attitude comes attention, awareness. No? And Baba says our attitude should be 100% pure. But before that, it's so easy for us. Look at individual. Your recorder plays back whole what that individual is within a minute. Last time when we met, it was like that. No, so quickly whole thing, and you know, memory track just runs so fast like a recorder. No, at this moment I have to look at this one as a soul, not with the past record. One time Dari Janki said, it is a sin to look at someone what that person was yesterday. Because today is this moment in soul consciousness. I look at that individual, look at that soul. So there is this freshness, there is the attitude is so pure at that time. And really, I know it, I was very happy to hear this, Murali, because I had been mentioning here that one thought since few months I had that if I have such a pure aura, beautiful, why because of anyone's feelings for anyone I will not make it sparkle? Why I will lose my sparkle? No way. So I had been paying lot of attention on whatever anyone's feelings are, thinking are, all that, but it shouldn't penetrate in my light, in my might. Because I will be the one who will lose, no? So you protect yourself and you say, no, I will always have pure feelings. It's not because you need it. Of course you need it. First is I need to keep my attitude pure. So as much attention and awareness, attention on awareness, and awareness is where attitude, and then Baba says your whole world, your everything around you really is created by that. And you will enjoy it. So most important thing in Brahmin life, I find that it becomes so interesting, like every step you take. For me, every day, like I feel, as Baba was saying, you're playing, like, you feel so good because today I'm going to do this, 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 this. Not service, service-wise, of course, we have timetable, but internally. Because you are looking forward, you are doing something different, you're doing something more. There is very deep satisfaction in that. And it should be every hour, daily basis, every week. So the enthusiasm, the freshness which stays, the flow of energy which happens. It's good for the self, it's good for family, it's good for surrounding, good for Baba's work, because then you are always generating, you are always kind of creating. So always match, as I said, aim, and then achievement, then attainments. But the effort within that is attention and creating right awareness. And as I said, most important thing is your own personal joy of good efforts. For me, only joy I have is not what I did for service, but what I could do for myself. And of course, what you have for yourself, you will share. That's the service, no? Whatever you have, you share that service. One day I was thought, today I'm going to just sit in a corner and eat Brahma Bhushan. And so I was sitting, someone said, oh, can I join you? Or that start talking, and then I said, service is always after you. You don't have to find service. Then I just requested, can we eat in silence? Because I really wanted to eat in silence. Every step there is service, whether you sit, you walk, you talk. We forget sometimes that we Brahmins are pure souls. It's not ordinary thing. Every step we take, there is fortune there. Many, many years, must be 20 years ago we were there in Janki. That time we didn't have really much service in foreign land. We wanted something to do it in Miami or different place. She said, let's go. So myself, Dari, we had 2-3 families. There was nothing, so they rented a big, like few rooms in the hotel, and we all stayed for 5 days. And she said, you know what will, our 5 days of tapasya here, you know what it will generate? And since then I remember that, never forget that your power of yoga, your purity, anywhere you put a step, there's something emerges from there. But because we forget our treasures, so then we forget how much is coming from there, the attainments. Whether it's tapasya, whether it's purity, whether it's love for Baba, whether it's faith in God, all these are very powerful qualities we have. It's all right, little bit sanskar here, there. They are just little bit, but we have made whole focuses on sanskars now. We forget how much we have achieved, how much purity you have achieved, how much tapasya we have done. 15 days we spend here in such a pure atmosphere, how much we accumulate. So we forget that how much wealth, how much treasure, how much attainments we have. So Baba has really given us good homework. The aim is to reveal yourself, Baba through yourself. And I think it's going to be very, very interesting year. And secondly, Baba said, in relationships, what you have to do? Give blessings and receive blessings. Someone said, I will give, but how will I receive? I said, you don't have to ask. Please bless me, I need few more. Anytime you give a something and you say, oh, what about my blessings? You know, that will become like a tip, you know. You serve and you want something. No, they come to you. Anyone honestly, sincerely, from pure heart, does anything in return, abundance of blessings come. Abundance. And we all are really sustained. Our protection is in those blessings. Blessings always protect you, like curses, what affects you, but blessing is something which protects you, provides you. Protects and provides both. Whatever you're getting is from blessing, whatever you are. So you are protected and you are provided with everything. And that's coming from blessings also. Is it clear a little bit? Yeah, but work on more definitions of these things, you know. Homework really begins by going into depth, churning. For me, I take lot of hours. When I say lot, in any time I have few minutes, I always have notebook on my side, and I take that, keep whole day churning, more depth one, until it becomes 100% clear. So keep churning. So definitions, proper understanding. Because when there is proper understanding, then you can do it quickly, no? But still, like, it's a whole notion of, it's an idea, but there is not enough clarity. But clarity comes, of course, we collectively churn, but also individual churning is very important. And always believe that we can make it. If Baba is saying it, we can make it. I was asking today one point before we go in meditation, that why God has to choose us? We might think it's His choice. It's no choice. He didn't have choice. I don't know if He had choice what He would have chosen. But one day I realized He doesn't have choice. He had to choose us. You know why? Huh? Even we say He chooses, but I think that He chooses also because He didn't have choice. And that's why He never rejects us, because we are, you know, why? Huh? Fixed in drama. Because each one of us have this part to play. He knows these are the souls who played this part and they are the ones who will play. He cannot create that part in those who didn't play. That trust should be in us. Let me then play that part beautifully, you know. If that's my part with God for establishment, for world service, if that's my part, let me play it. Never have this doubt, will I be able to do it? But that's my part. So that's how Baba constantly sustains us, helps us so that we can play our part accurately and with great joy. Everyone should just say, I'm doing it with super sense of joy. Someone said, how to get rid of sorrow, that's my aim. I said, when there is super sense of joy, there is nothing like happiness and sorrow. You go beyond. Today I'm very happy, tomorrow then I'm sad. That means you haven't experienced something beyond. In happiness also is a kind of, okay, I'm very happy because this thing happened. But those who stay in super sense of joy, whether it's a situation which is favorable or adverse, doesn't bother them. They don't lose happiness. Super sense of joy. These words keep coming to my mind. Joyful, very joyful, enjoy, super sense of joy should become our nature. So that we can play our part. And see, when Baba draws our attention, that means this is the right time it has to happen. Whenever Baba is saying, that means it's the right time it has to happen, let me just get it done now. I always believe. When he said 2 weeks, do it, let's do it. But somebody says, when I go back, then I will start my homework. Let me do it now. Let me start from now. Because when you do now, you're following Baba's direction, so there will be extra help. He will be watching. Oh, this soul really is. Give more blessing, give more power, give more help, give more courage. Because Baba had just said it. So we should stay together with our homework in the sense of whatever Baba is saying. Let me do it now. Somebody said now. So this way, make the list of aims. Aims are many, but this is, Baba said, most important. And then work with awareness and attention. And then make list of which 5 attributes I need, what 3. It's like this is really churning, making it clear what I want to achieve, what should be my attainments, and match everything. So there will be also this inner motivation of keeping higher aim, higher aim, higher aim, higher goals to achieve and higher objectives. So now we will sit in Baba's remembrance, and internally you look at yourself with the reality which Baba expresses about us. The reality is not what you are today. That's definition by Laukic people. Reality is what Baba says for me, the way Baba looks at me. And if you use Baba's those words and Baba's drishti towards you, towards your image, you will feel it. You will experience it. And your trust will grow that, yes, this is what I am. And when you start feeling this is what I am, you are real. Because that's what Baba is making, is that what we think and what we are, he wants us to really feel that reality should be there. I will just, let's take us, go into, in other words, be in total touch with your being, of that reality. That means you are completely out from your external influences, circumstances, situations. Your physical presence, your surroundings. So at this time, I look at my own self, the image within me of my own being. Is the image. Which Baba instills in me. Through his drishti. I also want to feel and be that image. Baba looks at the soul as each one of us is very pure being. Elevated being, a being as image of Baba's qualities. As I look at my own self through Baba's eyes, experience Baba's love. Image of all virtues, all attributes. Within the soul, there are all virtues they are all attainments. My inner treasures are full. Being child of one who is unlimited, like ocean in his qualities. I just have to find a moment to just dive into this ocean. My aim is to be loving, always loveful. So I experience God's love. Just go deep into God's love. God's love for me and my love for God. When I experience this, I can easily be loveful, very loving with everyone. Love is a nurturing quality. And his great power. It's very pure. It's unlimited. is there is constant flow of God's love towards me and through me to the whole world. For every soul, unconditional. God's love is pure. And it also purifies the soul. All the past traces of impurity are removed by Baba's pure love. In the same way, Baba through me, when expresses that true love, it also helps the souls to forget. Their past sorrow. And able to heal themselves. With God's love, the self-trust which increases. Expressing God's love with the self-trust. It creates the quality of the trust in all the souls of the world. Experience of God's love create feelings of protection. Completely free from all fears. This quality of protection is experienced by others also through the instrument. God's love increases courage. And I know in this courage there is constant help. And this quality of God can be revealed through me where everyone can experience courage and God's help.